Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P-Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman proceeds with his weird plot to scare bigoted and vicious political racketeer Big George Latimer into a confession of his guilt.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you know how it is. The more fun you have, the merrier. So start your day by having fun right at the breakfast table with a bowl of Kellogg's Pep. Is it good? Why, Kellogg's Pep has a regular talent for tickling your taste. It's a regular fun feast. Those delicate whole wheat flakes are so crisp and fresh, so downright catchy tasting that, well, you get a bang out of every single spoonful. Yes, sir, and who wouldn't get a bang out of those slick Pep prizes? Three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in every package of Pep you open. For instance, you may find one of 24 keen bird pictures in gleaming bright color with a description on the reverse side so that you'll have the lowdown on these high flyers. Or you may find an exciting colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy and fun to assemble, and you can collect all seven model planes in the series. Or your next Pep prize may be a bright colored comic button, picturing one of 18 famous characters right out of the funnies to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. So hop to it, gang. Collect all three kinds of these smooth prizes. Ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
And now the adventures of Superman. In a spectacular attempt to secure a confession from Big George Latimer, the vicious boss of the state political machine, Clark Kent had Governor Wheeler make a phonograph record. Then, as Superman, Kent placed a small record player outside Latimer's 20th floor bedroom window at midnight. While Inspector Henderson listened on a dark terrace just below, Superman played the record. Awakened by the voice of the man he thought he had murdered, Latimer told himself first that he was dreaming, then that he was being tricked. And finally, as we continue now, he has lost nearly all reason. Crazed with fear, he seizes a revolver from his bed table and fires blindly at the figure of Superman silhouetted in the window. But of course, Superman is unhurt, and the eerie, flooded voice of Governor Wheeler continues, striking terror into the heart of the vicious political boss.
You wanted to discredit the war veterans who wanted jobs.
No.
So you shot Joe Martin and said that Sam Robbins, a Jewish war hero, did it.
But
isn't that so, George?
Yes, I did. Go away, Frank, please.
Williams, the Clarion reporter, plant your gun in Sam Robbins' home.
But I didn't mean...
And because Lippy knew too much, you murdered him, didn't you,
please,
George?
Please, Frank, please.
Your black heart cried out for blood, so you persuaded me to send Sam Robbins upstate.
That isn't true.
For you had arranged for other war-minded bigots like yourself to lynch him.
That isn't true.
Didn't you, George? Didn't you?
Yes. I told you I did. What more can I say? Now, let me alone now. Go away, please. Frank, go away. Please. I can't stand it.
Well, Inspector Henderson, did you hear everything?
Everything, Superman. You sure put the fear of the Lord into this scoundrel.
And how? I'm about to switch the light on, Latimer, so get ready for a little surprise.
Superman! Inspector Henderson!
Right. Now, keep your hands up, Latimer. You're under arrest.
Oh. I get it now. You tricked me.
Right the first time, and we did it with nothing but a little record player.
You can't get away with it.
Keep your hands up, I said. There are two witnesses to your confession, Superman and myself. That's enough to send you to the chair, Latimer. Now, climb into your street clothes. We're going bye-bye.
This is your Daily Planet newscaster bringing you a special bulletin. Following the amazing confession of Big George Latimer today, which resulted in the freeing of Sam Robbins, hero of Iwo Jima, Frank Z. Wheeler announced his resignation as governor. The newly organized movement...
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
make up your mind. Are you Superman or
Clark Kent.
What?
Hiya, Clark.
Oh, Batman. Hey, you gave me a start.
I'm sorry. Oh, congratulations on measuring Big George Latimer for the electric chair. It was fine work.
Thanks very much.
Now, with that off your mind, perhaps you can help me.
Help you? What do you mean, Batman?
I'm in trouble, Clark. Serious trouble.
You are? What?
I don't want to talk about it over the phone. Look, I know it's pretty late and I feel badly about waking you like this, but, well, I'm really worried. Could you manage to come over to my house right away?
Well, sure, no trouble at all, Batman. I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Thanks, I'll be waiting for you.
Where's Robin, Bruce?
Spending the evening with Jimmy Olsen.
Oh,
I arranged it that way so I could talk to you alone.
What? What's up? You sound mysterious.
Clark, I want to warn you. Some of the things I'm going to tell you may sound a little peculiar.
Well, I've heard peculiar things before. Go ahead.
Well, all this concerns Robin, whose real name, as you know, is Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
His father and mother were known as the Flying Graysons, most famous team of high-wire aerialists in the business, until they were killed.
Robin's parents were killed?
Yes, before an audience of almost 15,000 people.
How did it happen?
Well, I'll tell you the whole story. It won't take long. It was 5 years ago at a time when the circus had just rolled into town. I'd known the Graysons for quite some time, and being something of an amateur aerialist myself, I spent hours at the arena watching them work out. Robin, or Dick, was about 8 or 9 then. Yes, he's 14 now, that's right. Well, to get to the point, the circus opened on a Saturday night. I was in a box with Dick when his father and mother came on for their high-wire performance. Two brilliant spotlights followed them. As they reached the high platforms, with spotlights shimmering on their white satin suits, the applause died out. And the band started playing softly as they started toward one another across the steel wire. Step by step, with nothing but empty space beneath them. Not a man, woman, or child in the audience moved. Then, bending on his knees, John Grayson swung his young wife behind and above him, where she landed gracefully on his shoulders. For a split second, he was unbalanced, and then he steadied himself. With his wife standing on his shoulders, he started walking along the wire. And that was when it happened. Suddenly, without warning, the wire snapped and broke in the middle. I heard a scream. I think it was Mrs. Grayson. The two ends of the wire were dangling in midair like long, thin snakes, and the white figures were plummeting down to the ground. Five minutes later, Dick and I elbowed our way into the circus infirmary. His mother had died instantly, but his father was still alive. Grayson looked up at me and motioned me to kneel beside him. He reached out and took my hand.
Bruce.
Yes, John?
Two things, Bruce. Take care of Dick.
Of course, John, of course.
And something else.
Yes, John.
This...
Yes?
This was murder.
We'll return in a moment for more of Batman's tense, exciting story, so stand by.
Hey, are you a 49er? I mean, have you started collecting the 49 different top-notch prizes from packages at Kellogg's Pep? Well, if not, hop to it, gang. You'll find a prize in every package of Pep, the Sunshine cereal. And there are three different kinds of prizes you may find there. For instance, you may find one of 18 different comic strip buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of 7 exciting plane models in the series. Or you may get a beautiful full-color bird picture from a series of 24, each with a description to help you identify these birds in the air. Now, that makes 49 different prizes you can collect. And that's without counting Pep itself. That's the best prize of all. Think of the good eating fun in those crisp whole wheat flakes, all crammed with keen, catchy flavor. I mean, Pep's delicious. A prize dish if ever there was one. Yes, sir, a dish of Pep is so strictly terrific that in double quick time, you've polished off every last bit in your bowl. So speak to Mom about it today. Ask her to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep and make sure you look for the prize inside the package.
recalling the horrible experience of being an eyewitness to the tragic deaths of Dick Grayson's father and mother, Batman, telling the story to Clark Kent, reaches the point where John Grayson, his last breath, whispered that it was murder.
It was all he said, Clark. This was murder. A moment or two later, his eyes closed. I felt his hand relax in mine, and it was all over.
Was Robin or Dick present during all this?
Yes, but don't get me started on that. There's still a lot to tell you.
I'm listening.
The first thing I investigated was the steel wire, and as I suspected, it had been partly sawed through.
Oh, that was murder.
Cold, calm, deliberate murder. Someone weakened that steel wire in a premeditated attempt to kill those two people and succeeded.
I take it you know who it was.
Yes, but I couldn't prove it, and I can't to this day. It was a man named Larson, George Larson.
Mm-hmm.
He was the circus ringmaster. Now, somehow he had found out that Mrs. Grayson was French, that she had relatives living in Paris, a sister and brother who were members of the French underground.
I see.
This was at the beginning of the war, and Larson threatened to see to it that the Nazi authorities made it unpleasant for her relatives unless he was paid off.
Uh-oh.
So, for 5 months, he blackmailed the Graysons until they had no more money. Then, in desperation, they decided to threaten him. They told him they were going to the district attorney and have him arrested for extortion and blackmail. The following night, the wire broke. They were dead.
Well, where did you get all this information, the business about the blackmail?
From a diary I found in John Grayson's dressing room and from conversations that Robin or Dick had overheard.
Oh, I see.
But that was all I could dig up. No other evidence, no other clues, no possible chance to pin the actual murders on Larson. However, with Robin's help and testimony, Larson was convicted of extortion and got a 10-year sentence.
Oh.
But when they let him out of the courtroom, he turned to Robin, pointed a finger at him, and said, "I'll get you for this."
Uh-huh. I think I can finish the story, Bruce. Larson served 5 years of his term, was paroled, and is now threatening Robin.
No, not quite.
Huh?
About a week ago, Robin began to receive threatening letters. They were unsigned, but I happened to have some correspondence between George Larson and Robin's father, which wasn't used at the trial, so I compared the handwriting.
And?
Well, I'm not an expert, but it was pretty evident that Larson had written the threatening letters.
Uh-huh.
Then we began to get anonymous phone calls at all hours of the night. Same voice each time. I was certain it was Larson, but just to make sure, I recorded one of the calls on my dictograph and played it back for a number of circus people who had known Larson for years. They confirmed my opinion. It was Larson's voice.
Well, it all looks open and shut to me, Bruce. Thing to do is grab Larson, haul him up before the parole board, and slap back into jail.
That's just the trouble, Clark. We can't grab Larson.
Why not?
Well, get a good grip on yourself.
Okay, shoot.
When all this started, the threatening letters, the anonymous phone calls, the first thing I did was contact Warden Hobbs at state prison to find out when Larson had been released.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you know what he told me?
Oh, what?
George Larson had died in jail 2 weeks ago.
What? Great Scott!
That's what frightens me, Clark. According to all the evidence, Robin is receiving letters and phone calls from a dead man.
What is the answer to this mystery? Frankly, at the moment, we don't know. You can be sure it's going to take all the combined ability of Superman and Batman to solve it. And before they do, there's plenty of spine-tingling excitement in store for all of us. So be sure to keep listening. Superman and Batman, the two stalwart defenders of law and order, join forces to solve the mystery of the dead voice. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for episode 2 in this new and exciting adventure story.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, I know loads of famous names, so you're sure to know Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. But do you know that swell breakfast treat, Kellogg's Shredded Wheat? It's delicious. You see, Kellogg picks out finest whole wheat, toasts it to natural nut sweet goodness. Kellogg packs 15 tender plump biscuits in every package. And Kellogg sees to it that you get the grand nutrition of whole wheat in biscuits made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.